All right, what's up, everybody? We are back with another episode of Black Hearts Club Radio.
Bank of America Tap In.
Bank of America Tap In. Wells Tap In. Y'all stupid. I'm fucking weak. And today, Cam's right there. Move your big ass head, CJ. Today we are here with, introduce yourself to
Iris King.
Not
period.
That ain't what you said on your IG?
What he said on IG?
What did he say? Hold on.
Yeah, what did he say?
I just had that shit up. Wait a minute. I was reading that shit like that's a long ass
government name,
my nigga.
Government
name. Yeah, right here. He said, Mr. Jesus been still consistent.
Oh!
Oh, he's consistent to ball in a broke boy. Ball
yo, that shit is so fucking funny.
Get on his ass, boy.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Show the picture. Show the picture.
Leave the Super 25th last year. Right there. Mr. Jesus been still consistently forever, always continuing to ball on a broke boy, balling Christ. That's your full government name? And he's standing by it.
Been balling.
No,
yesterday he told me, he said all the broke niggas is in, they in the same gang. They in the same set.
Well, tell me what gangs do I just stay the fuck away.
They all wear the same shit, drive the same shit.
I know they do.
Because he said some shit yesterday that I was like, damn, you just named like 20 niggas.
That she
know. Right. And I was like, yeah.
I'm done.
Well, we all knew.
Shit.
Let's carry on.
But yes. So how you feeling today? What's the vibes today?
I'm feeling good. I'm going through different weather changes. From Cali to here, it's cold as shit. So,
yeah. How was your trip? Was it smooth?
My trip to Cali?
From Cali to here.
Yeah, I slept the whole time. I made sure I drank a fifth of Henny before I got on the flight.
Oh boy.
I smoke like massive backwoods as many as I can.
Massive backwoods.
Yeah.
And how was your trip in Cali? Like, how's Cali going?
I'm working consistently.
Consistently.
Word of 2022.
That's what I'm saying. Consistently.
Black vlog. I do vlog, video, studio, working on the album. Got some new deals going on.
Word. So, okay. All right. Well, we're going to get into these questions. Cause we have a lot. I mean, I got a lot. We gonna, Jay, you
we didn't do introductions,
you. Oh yeah, we didn't do introductions.
Yeah.
Everybody, go ahead.
Nah, it's on you, Jay.
Go ahead, cause since you wanna bring it up, you can start it off. I'm sorry.
Y'all, I ain't showing my face today, know what I'm saying? Cause the rollers is in, you know what I'm saying? But, hi guys, my name is CJ, Super Gnarly CJ on Instagram. Goddamn, know what I'm saying? Artist, dance, vlogger, chef, goddamn, know what I'm saying?
Multi-talented.
I do it most talented. With all the hats, bucket hats, bad hats, hard hats, goddamn, all that shit. But yeah.
This
bitch know I wear the hats. I'm fucking hat. I'm bad, because y'all know I wear the hats.
We wear all the hats and all the wigs, know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's your favorite shoddy. It's Shoddy Shajaya. Once again, back on the fucking podcast. Thank you, Chrissy, for having me. Shoddy Shajaya on Twitter. Shoddy Shajaya on IG. Shoddy Shajaya on your nigga.
Period.
So, that's just
how it go. And I'm Chrissy. I'm ready to get into this interview. Go ahead. I'm stressed. I'm high.
It was that last one that hit. It was that last hit that
that's what I'm saying. You. That shit just hit me. Like, I'm cozy as fuck. Okay, well, I guess, alright, I'll start. I guess my question is, like, this whole Slytherin thing, where did that come from? Like, who is that?
That's
what is that?
I don't even know. It's like, I don't even know.
So that's not of your own making?
No, you made it, but it's,
I guess, would you say, from the mind of an artist, that you are figuring this persona out as you go along? Type shit. Like,
yeah,
you know that's
like,
you.
Like, yeah, it wasn't like they started calling me. Like, I said the Slytherin shit, did it, and then they started calling me Slytherin. So then it's like, it's not really a character, it's like an inner demon. It's like the bad thoughts, everything, crazy, everything. So when Slytherin come out, I say crazy shit to the craziest full capacity, you know what I'm saying? But then when I put them away, I'm back chilling. So it's like, you don't make Slytherin come out right now. But it's like for everybody though, because everybody uses it.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean,
so I make it so anybody be Slytherin is just a demon. It's the demon that got kicked supposed to turn into Satan, but they don't know his story, really. Because he didn't have a chance to write a book. Tell you about his story.
Well, is your music like your book that you're writing and telling your story? So,
I said the devil.
Right.
He didn't have his, like.
Oh, he didn't.
He didn't have a chance.
Well, nigga, he got Twitter now because I've been reading your tweets. He's been right.
We need to clarify this because this is important. I need you to clarify that.
That the devil didn't get to tell the story. It's just all these Bibles and all everybody against the devil, but everybody knows. If they're religious, they know that he used to be an angel that got kicked out, but he has a story.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then God just shitted on him so much, and it's like he's the underdog. You know what I'm saying? But we live in his world if you look at it.
I mean, the Bible does say he's the prince of the air. Yeah. So this is
his world. We live in his world, so it's like basically like the good die young, they can crucify for like really just being stupid and praising God when the devil was trying to tell you the whole truth the whole time.
So you think it's
so the devil is the one person, the devil, huh?
Do you think it's stupid to praise God?
No, I'm saying like they die and go to heaven, the good die young. And I guess they die and go off though. But it's like the devil been telling you that God is a fraud, but look what he tried to do to God. God tried to do to the devil because he tried to say that. You know what I'm saying? Kicked him out of heaven, did all this, took his wings, did all this, but he still had a story to tell. But anyway, the root of all, everything that makes us happy is the root of all evil. It's money, the cars, the fashion, the feeling good. That's what we living by, the devils. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah. But I want to hear the devil's story.
So how
I read a lot
of
satanic books.
She said, so how are you going to ask him?
I'm not going to ask him anything, like, because he doesn't have a story, because this is how I know everything is made up. They just made it for this God thing to scare you for religion. You know what I'm saying?
So, okay, because I know in your song you said you used to be a Jehovah's Witness, right? So
because forced though by family.
Right. But do you feel like, you know, being a Jehovah's Witness, like, did that kind of fuck your relationship up with God or religion?
Yeah, no, I definitely did, because I see everything else. I see Christians, I see every different religion, Muslims and Amish people, and they believe in a different way of God. They all believe in the same God with a different God. So that shit can't be, like, anybody with common sense, I don't care if you was 3 years old, the moment you get common sense, you're going to question me. So that's just how I was. And it's like, the reality of it is, they set us up in the system, like, school and college is the same thing. It's how they did religion. It's just different forms to get you wrapped up. Spend your life doing what we want you to do in the cycle, population control. Make sense?
To a degree, it does.
Like they use religion to scare you.
No, I mean, I definitely agree that some churches do use fear tactics.
Yeah, and they use the same thing with schools too. Like, yo, you will be broke, you will be nobody.
If you don't do that,
yes, that's a fear tactic. A fear of being broke and a fear of crossing God. All these fear tactics, they're just coming up with new. So once, like, the new generation, everybody stop believing that, they have to come up with a new tactic, and that's COVID-19.
I was about to say, so what do you feel about this pandemic?
That's exactly what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, the same shit, everything, I'm trying to slow it down. With the AIDS, Ebola, flu, swine flu, West Nile disease, all that. So it's just another one that's just going on that we're experiencing in our generation. But I don't think people need to focus too much on that. They need to just be happy.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy. Now, you know, I'm happy, but I'm having a problem now. Like, I'm not trying to force to show people that I'm happy. Okay. But I am happy, obviously. You know what I'm saying? I'm being able to post on social media every day. I'm being able to have a good mood when I meet these different people, fly to these different states, cities, and shit.
More.
So I force myself to be happy. But I am genuinely happy, though, because I do what I want. I'm free, and I'm grateful for just living. So now I'm just pushing it to the highest point.
Right. Because I know, all right, because earlier today we were having a conversation about it, but like your upbringing, like where you come from, it was a little rough. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Not really, but it's like the same story everybody else got. I don't want to play victim, like, oh, I ain't had no mom, no dad, group home, juvenile. That's what every, like, nigga try to say, but it's like what you make from it, though. But it's like where I'm at now, the same way it was when I was going through that is the same way it is now. So I can't really, like, be connected with family. I don't have family. And other than that, like, it's just, you know, one or two people. That that I actually care about, that I drop a tear about.
Yeah.
Anybody else is like, I can feel.
You heard it here first. Go ahead, Jaya.
There definitely are a lot of questions. Not only that, we have that apparently you have from this song, American Terrorist, that
I
have been getting terrorized by all morning, playing this shit back to back to back to back to back.
That's it,
bro. So, to back. Like, more than that, playing Drake shit.
It's a long ass song.
Yeah.
That song is
because
long
you looked that shit twice.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you thought you got to the end, it was just more.
It was more to say.
Right.
It was more to say. I had more to say, though, but my laptop was dying.
So, is there
going to
be a
Marriage Terrorist
Part 2?
Yeah.
Okay. You can just tell by how this shit ended. Yeah. By how this shit ended. So abruptly. Okay, Joe Budden, cool, but,
I'll just say all facts that's going
to be there's more.
But, now, this. Let me just say, before we get into American Terrorist, like, when you listen to the song, initially it does sound crazy, but then when you read the lyrics,
and re-listen,
it's like, okay,
I have to read the lyrics. I was like, all right, look. I just feel like this song it's so dangerous for people that sit in there in their own living room by themselves with a blunt in their hand, letting the shit just roll. Like, this is dangerous. This is really dangerous.
But it's teaching people, though. I motivate so many different people, and they're just like, yo, I already knew this, but you just confirmed it. It's not like I was telling the world something new. I'm just, like, confirming it that they, like, yo, how the fuck you feel the same way I feel? It's impossible.
I mean, well, that just goes to show you that more than one person has these questions, though. Like,
these
questions.
Are questions that... I'm not stating facts. I'm just asking questions.
Yeah, because all the songs, you're like, how?
It's so, like, explain. You can't explain. They can't explain.
I'm gonna leave that question to myself.
I mean, you should ask it.
I'm just saying, because you say you're not stating facts, so is it not a fact that Megan Good ain't got no ass? Is it not a fact that Cardi B mouth look dumb because she looks
That is a fact.
That's a fact.
Yeah, okay, definitely is. Damn, I don't even know why I started blacking like that.
I started getting mad. What made you mad? Like, at what point did you get upset and why?
Because it's like, I worked so hard. And it's like, I worked so hard, and it's like the industry was like half accepting me, half not accepting me, and they like still looking. They might like a post, but don't even follow me. You know what I'm saying? All type of shit. So it's like I just got mad. Like, yo, fuck you, fuck the world, fuck the Bible, fuck my mom, fuck everybody. And that's what I did in that song. Everybody. That's crazy. Shit's crazy.
So you feel like you're overlooked?
At the time when I did that, I feel like I was being overlooked at life, period, because nobody believed in what I ever wanted to do.
Okay. So
it's like once it started hitting around that time, like everybody was believing. They're like, yo, you should do more. You should do more. You're going to be big one day. You're going to be doing shows. They had plans for themselves. So it just had me in a depressed shit. Like, come on. Like, you don't even like this shit. Understand what I'm saying? You just, you know what I'm saying? So I was depressed, mad, and I'm like. So that's what happened. Really, me dissing and Jehovah's Witnesses was me talking to my grandma because she had me going to that shit for so long. It's like, shit stupid. I learned that from my benefit. The most I learned was from prison and the streets. And that's what got me down further than they've been. You know what I'm saying? Probably they should have went through that.
So it won't algebra?
Huh?
It won't algebra. In fifth grade?
Well, fifth grade, I didn't pass sixth grade. So the last shit I was trying to learn was fractions and algebra.
Really?
So, but when I went to prison, I started learning myself, though. I got books and shit learning, but I ain't never get up to the after pump, so I just gave up on that shit. I said, I'm going to get this money.
You started trapping in sixth grade? I was still in robbing. Learning the ropes at sixth grade. Maybe
sixth grade niggas is already looking up to certain people. Mm-hmm. They're already trying to make a way. I want the nice sneakers. I already wanted the nice sneakers in sixth grade. I wanted necklaces and shit. And I knew that when I get older, I wanted the car. So I just knew what it took, though. And I knew that my whole family was broke and shit. So I'm like, yo, I got to do something different from what they doing, because, you know what I'm saying? So,
The differences in life, you know? I mean, life is life. life though.
Nah, that shit ran me up though. I'm so grateful for that though. Like all that shit, that prison shit, and being broken, fucked up, and not having the shoes and being laughed at. That shit built my confidence to now.
Yeah.
Like my comedy is so crazy. It's like they don't say everything about me in the book, so it's like nothing you can say.
There's nothing left to say.
So right. That's why I laugh right. at the comments. I'd be like, yo, that's funny. Because, you know what I'm saying? I'm a roaster too.
Well, sometimes you laugh, but sometimes you argue too.
I argue with the people that I'm only going to argue with you if I got some kind of love for you. Like, that's the only way I'm going to take it on. Like, to like hurt your feelings or defend it straight. That's only because it's something like, I'm not going to do that and take that energy out on nobody.
So, okay, I'm gonna stick a pin in that. I'm gonna come back to that. Like, you said you only argue with the people that you love.
Yeah, but other people, I just like as you can tell that it's obviously trolling. Like Lil Reese song, nobody's mm-hmm.
No, yeah, I seen
that's a popular song.
I seen that too.
I didn't mention his name until 13 minutes into the song.
13 minutes into the song.
Well, yeah. But what was that about though? Like why?
Because I was a fan of them and I looked and. I wasn't rapping when they was rapping. When I seen GB and Chief Keef and Lil Reese, I was like, yo, this shit cool. This shit wavy. I'm like, yo, they doing their thing. Uh-huh. Telling my mans one day we can do this shit like them. So I kind of looked at him in certain perspective. So to see him get beat up and shit on himself and rob and shit, I just had to talk about it. Like, come on, man. You disappointed me. Like, you should know yourself. Like, it's on camera. You got kicked, beat up. You trying to call for help. You blocking, balling up. Like, that's not who I thought you was.
So what did you expect? Well, no, all right, what did you expect him to do?
Somebody's supposed to die. He's supposed to be up on his feet, swiftly moving around. Like, at least you know how to fight. I know pussies that still went and lay on the ground and ball up. They know how to run and maneuver through that. He just laid there and took that whooping. Soon as they'd have pulled the phone out on me, I probably would have, like, got up out of there. You're not about to embarrass me like that. He just didn't care. He just took that ass whooping. He took that shit like a man on camera.
I understand.
And then niggas like, what the fuck is this on my shoe? This is shit. I'm hurt. I'm like, yo, if I was there, I'd have helped him. I swear to God, my kids. Like, I would have helped that nigga, son. Like, I would have helped him. I don't even know that nigga. Never seen him before. Never none of that. But if I'd have seen them assaulting him, I'd have helped him just off of the strength of it.
I seen him come up and I fought with you.
But you're not even going to help yourself, so he's a bitch. And so I hate you at this point. So he wanted the people on my exes.
So, that's
Let's do that?
Yeah. That's what I'm
That's,
yeah.
I can't.
I'm just gonna cut that out.
Go ahead, Chris.
You said we're going to speed it up?
Go ahead.
Why is it that?
Because she got to leave.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead. What do you think?
You can go ahead. I've been talking a lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I was kind of like cutting you off.
I was kind of like cutting you off.
Cut me off?
Nah, her. Okay. Because we both had questions.
So you said you grew up without your mom, without your dad. You got siblings?
Yeah, I got brothers and sisters, but they grew up with them. And I grew up to the system. Like with the group home and the juvenile, the jail. So it's like, yes, my brothers and sisters, but they don't really know me. They don't know like how I really came up, how I think, my thought process. So it's just different people. So I have to get to know these people and accept them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But they still strangers at the end of the day. But, you know, I love them. I have a certain love for them, but I can't take too much time out of them on them. They don't really know where I came from. So they're not really going to go as hard as help me as understand. They don't know understand my tears and shit. They probably think I just had it made. They think it's easy for a nigga to rap. Hmm?
You think because you grew up separate from them, that you got maybe like trust issues with other people? Because what I'm hearing a lot is
it's a real
that
kind
you
thing.
Feel like you're not understood, not only by your family, but it's projected out by the world as well.
And it is like that. That's why I have no friends. That's why I'm here by myself. You know what I'm saying? Look at other artists or Pop Smoke. He have 50 niggas with him or other people. They always got somebody with him. But it's like, I really have no, like, just really me. But everybody know that, every state, though. Like, I come by myself. This is just me. I have nobody. But it's probably a reason why I have no friends and shit. I look at it as I should probably change myself. Or shit that I do that I ain't got no friends, but at the same thing, it's like the people that I want to be my friends, they're not doing the same thing as me, so I should just keep it moving. And then I had the kids when I was a teenager, so now I gotta think about them. So these niggas are my kids, and so I'm just trying to leave a legacy.
So what is on the application for the friendship?
Because obviously you said people I want to be friends with. So you got a little list that you looking at, like y'all not adding up, or y'all not standing up to it.
What does it take to be Ari Tanefi's friend?
Well, I guess you just gotta love yourself. You gotta be confident, and you can't like being insecure. That's a lot of things that turn me off, like male or female, because men got it worse than females. They don't know, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm attracted to confident people. I'm attracted to bosses, people who like came from some certain place and they know what they want and they're willing to do whatever they gotta do for a future purpose. And they're the type of people I want as friends.
Damn,
bitch.
Yeah. And what's on that girlfriend application?
The girlfriend application is like, I gotta find somebody who's the same business as me, just like I said. You know what I'm saying? Same that understand and that can just know. You know what I'm saying? That I can talk to and that understand where I came from and know where I'm going. And they got the same kind of dreams and they some kind of way in the industry. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not like running around like, yo, my girl gotta be in the industry. She gotta rap. She gotta do this, do that. But at the same time, she has to understand.
Are there any rap bitches that you would, like, fuck with?
Like, I fuck with a lot of rap bitches. Music, I fuck with
that. Well, that too. Like, well, yeah, like, that and, like, bitches that you would fuck. Like.
Nah, I really was chasing the mission, though. So, it's like, I really couldn't, like. I came straight out of jail, did this rap shit, and I had, like, one or two people that was around. I met other people, but it was, like, so temporary that. It was nothing. So, yeah. So, it was like, chasing your dream, going hard. Is it like, I'm going, like, it was hard at the time, though. But now I can probably, like, focus on that and lay a platform down. But I was still in the streets then. I'm not in the streets now.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
See, Jay, because I'm not trying to just randomly boop, 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 boop.
My question's kind of sporadic. Yeah, no, my question's kind of sporadic also. So that's why I'm just like.
No, I do want to know what got you started rapping and where you figured, like, oh, I have a gift. Like, this can take me somewhere. Like, when did you realize all of that?
Social media. Like, it's crazy because I've been always rapping. I always had, like, a talent with music and shit. Always did. I played piano and shit, but nobody ever told me I was hot. Nobody ever told me I was hot. Like, even when I played piano in, like, elementary school, nobody said, like, the school teacher probably would, like, you know, but nobody said, yo, you shit, yo, you hot, 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 until, you know, did the Instagram and YouTube, and they was telling me I could make it. They was like, yo, I listen to you every day. They was like, yo, some drop more, and it was my first Believers, Instagram. Mm. So, I just kept putting my energy into working. And then once I dropped Project Make Some Money, it was over. And once I found out I could make money, then I'm just learning more and more and more ways. And I'm seeing people want me. And then, like, what really made me think I got it is the people that come at me and they trying to, like, help me but help themselves. But at the same time, I just know I got something. So, but I'm grateful as a bitch. But so I know it's only one story, though, huh?
Right. No, I was going to say, like, you built your following from social media, and on your social media, like, your fans, they're out of control. Like, your fans, like, no, for real, like, definitely he has, like, a little cult following. That shit is really crazy to me.
He said he wanted to move to Australia and start his cult.
Yeah, man.
Yes, a cult leader is what he is.
not his Twitter, bro.
I'm gonna drop the Twitter.
I got different fans on Twitter than Instagram, though.
But they all pretty much act the same, though. Like, they're all wild as fuck. They're wild as hell. Like,
are they? Would you say they worse than the what's them niggas' name? The Beehive.
Like, do they worse than other cult members?
Yes.
I don't know. No, there's, like, there's segments of Beehive. Like, I feel like the LGBTQ of Beehive is
worse.
Is like, yeah.
But that's and why I'm gay fans,
fuck with
you. You know, I know he don't have no gay fans.
Who?
For sure.
I got a lot of gay fans.
Are you serious?
What? They be tapping in. They all on Twitter. They be the ones cursing niggas out.
What?
That's the ones that have on the team, baby.
But in your song. Okay. Never mind.
They be listening to it. They be sharing it. And then I had to, like, realize that these people was gay, like, later on down the line.
But I was about to say, but in your song, you had said some shit.
Oh, boy.
They don't care about that. I'm trying to tell you.
I mean, no, but let me tell you something.
They love a real person. Mm-hmm. that exposing the real. So it's like they hate bitch ass niggas too. They hate fake faggots.
Yeah.
They hate undercover niggas. They hate like people that scared to be themselves.
They had to fight to be themselves.
So it's like I'm being myself. So I'm telling the nigga like, yo, you gay as a bitch, you undercover wear tight. He's like, yo, be yourself, bruh. Because like if I was gay, bro, I'd have been gay. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be high for nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna be myself wherever, you know what I'm saying? So it's just they understand it. So but I'm not gonna like, you know what I'm saying? I never like argue with them, have a situation. They support, they're gonna buy merch, t-shirts, and they come to the shows. And I don't look at them no different from the black niggas, from the Chinese people, or nothing. They all dance the same way and be, you know, the lyrics.
They all got rhythm?
That's interesting.
Man.
He said Chinese.
We ain't got rhythm. They just moving, they
swaying. You ain't gonna do that. I'm trying to see some find a Chinese nigga with rhythm. I'm just saying.
BTS.
Right. They're not Chinese.
Well, what the hell?
Sorry, don't make Korean. Me come for you. They're Korean.
I'm thinking everybody from over there.
I was gonna ask you, talking about your family, have you ever had like any crazy interactions? I know you have them all the time on social media, right. But in person with your fans, like some wild shit.
The only wild shit is like not letting me know your presence and just like running up on me.
Oh shit! That's how you get.
That's the only.
That's
thing,
how
right?
you get done up.
Yeah, that's just crazy, man. That's just wild.
Crazy.
But then I understand the excitement, like, I can't believe you see me, or I'm in the place, they just want to show their Instagram. But that's the only crazy thing. Everything else, I understand, like, the pictures and shit. Because the girls, like, even the female fans, like, they just support my music. They don't want to fuck me or try to, like, know my life. They just want to listen to the music, come up, get their picture, and probably hang out.
Yeah.
So yeah, nothing, like, really surprising.
Who?
I'm gonna just have you on the couch, and we're gonna talk and eat, and that's it.
You're not.
Be staying like glue.
I know what you're talking about, but that's just interesting to me. Like this is, I've never met a rapper like this. Like there's no rap bitches that you want to have sex with. Everybody got at least one.
Oh, no, when I used to be thinking about shit like that before this, I never owned a business. I never was in a position, like, I was selling drugs and trying to, like, make my way, but I never been in position. So when I came in position, I moved different. So, well, I shot the window, never had no thoughts of that. Yeah, like, move a certain way.
I don't even think you got time.
I could be in the
conversation.
You don't.
When you hustling so hard to get you where you want to be,
yeah.
You don't got time to be thinking about, or I don't got time to think about
it. Or isn't it like, know. No, because if you do, the bitch or the nigga or whoever has to be grinding as hard as you.
Yeah.
If not, you're not going to be able to chill, you're not going to be able to do dates. You know what I'm saying? Y'all always working. Ain't no time for TV. No time for hanging out. Everybody, you know, y'all both trying to get to the next level.
Where, like, that's you can't even have, you can't even do real time. Relationship shit. Like,
but no, it's real relationship to two business people.
For real, like, it's
well,
companionship.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know.
Other people date to be just, you know, just eating bullshit, watching TV, and then the other couple that's on it, they date to be, they went out and handled business and ran errands, counted money, got fresh, you know, and then that was date to them, you know. Right. They don't care about shit. They just go home, just cook some bullshit. But, you know what I'm saying? That's why Jay-Z probably didn't leave Beyonce.
That's why what?
Jay-Z and probably leave Beyoncé.
Why do you feel that way?
He's a believer?
Because what's his chances of finding another one that's like that?
Oh, I thought you said he will. Wait.
Oh, no. Nah, he never did.
Oh, okay.
Chances of finding another one that's like that?
Oh, he is not going to. That's
what I'm saying. Okay. So I was like, yeah. You know? Anybody else can get traded in. That's why Offset acting like that,
right.
too.
That's why who?
Offset probably acting like that with Cardi B.
Oh, yeah. Oh boy.
But Lil Durk a bitch, though.
Why?
We were talking relationships. Now you gotta bring in Dirk. At least
Lil Durk
is
in the fucking epitome of putting out
our business in there. The pinnacle of black love.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he is, like, because he didn't show his fat
mama like that. Indian Lil Dirk, the
Jewish,
that's
what Indian Beyonce. He wanted to wait till he get a certain, because he's trying to paint an image to the media. You know what I'm saying? He waited till he got to that level or to this point to do that. You know what I'm saying? Went through his females. He didn't show his fat girl off like that. You know what I'm saying?
Why should he?
Because he's supposed to love, like, what do you mean?
It don't matter what the fuck
she's not with him.
No, but the she was with him.
Was.
All that
no,
shit
they
do
have
now, they didn't do
together.
That. He had money.
They
bitches
have pictures together.
In the They got pictures together. He was hiding that. He never posted it. They got pictures that they found. They dig deep and clown him off of the pictures.
But the pictures were posted. Y'all didn't get these pictures.
Bruh. Lil Durk hit her.
He did not hide her. Look at how he was posting in the pictures.
He
jumped in the picture
because he was broke as shit. She was carrying a relationship.
Nah,
she's broke as shit. I'm telling you, she was carrying him. I'm trying to tell you, love. Like, listen here. Like, I don't care what the bitch look like, man. She support me and there for me. We gonna be still doing the golf, the pictures. We still gonna be relationship
but
goals.
There's pictures still of them together, like matching outfits and shit like that.
I ain't seen no
him and
outfits.
The white girl. He just showed her off at a different point in his life. But it's like, why does he need to show her off now that he's famous?
You don't gotta show her off now.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. It's not like he didn't show her off though.
How he going?
If you got a girl like that, you should stuck by the girl like that.
Well,
man,
fuck all
that.
You don't
be like, look, I got money now, so I need a girl that's going to look like the money I got. And that's what he's coming from.
That's what I'm saying.
So how do you know? India has her own money. How do you?
And like I said, or like
she
said.
I'm not saying she's using him or nothing. I'm not saying he's using that. It's a good look. It's a good look, Jeff. Hold on. It's just a good look. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just a good look. It's just a good look. He know it just like I know it.
That's crazy.
Just like, you know what I'm saying? Just
is it crazy? Look at
just like we've been good.
Look at the relationships. Look at all, let's go away from Lil Durk for a second. Look at all the relationships that's out in the limelight for the celebrities and shit. Like, who do y'all see that's really pushed up there like, oh, such and such is with such and such, where neither one of the niggas don't look good?
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Y'all yeah,
like,
y'all
saying.
No. My sister.
Because
what? Y'all
sister.
Because
Jay-Z looked like a bigger monkey.
But he already had a clout. Take that shit away.
He's been ugly all his life.
I'm talking about the females. Don't look good. They do not look good. Boy, tell me a relationship.
Let me think.
That's in the motherfucking ring light.
Let me think.
That
the female don't look good, but I'm riding for my bitch. That's my woman.
Well, I'm a,
I let
got
me
mine,
think.
But y'all might disagree with me.
But go ahead.
Go ahead, CJ.
I don't think. Oh, they gonna drag me for this.
Go ahead.
Boy, I can motherfucking fight.
What
I,
is
honestly,
it?
I don't really care for what's her name, Mulatto. I don't care for her face.
Girl, so many. No, she don't count because you gotta look at everybody that want her. Just because you don't.
But that's what the criteria was.
I think you're talking about conventionally unattractive people.
Conventionally, yes.
Yeah, conventionally.
Like to the general mass public that
there's not such desirable. There is no such person on
I'm
going
to find one at a
there
later time, and I'm going to bring it back. And I'm going to send it to you, and I'm going to send it to you.
Because
everybody
is something to everybody. There's no such thing where everybody on the planet agrees that one
certain
person
people
is ugly.
Yes, we do. Flavor Flav.
Certain people do what?
Somebody is attracted to him. So I'm saying
we're not going to talk about Tiffany.
There's no kind of person on this planet.
We're not talking about New York.
I just feel like Lil Durk is not obligated to show that girl off. Like,
so.
He did at the point when they were together.
He did take pictures.
Exactly. Like, he don't have to go back and be like, I dated this girl. Like,
for what?
That's crazy.
I don't like that nigga, man.
Man, I
hate all the niggas, bro. That's
who is all?
Bond.
Who is all? Yeah.
The whole OTF, man.
Damn, even
I
fine.
I hate the producer.
Nah, I love Vaughn though. Rest in peace, King Vaughn. Duty Low, rapist.
Wait, who's a rapist? Duty Say it
Low.
Louder.
Duty Low.
Okay.
With the bald head. He
Duty
got
Low's
a bald head.
Duty
Low.
Okay.
17-year-old girl, bro.
Wow.
Trey Songz is a rapist, too.
Yeah.
And
say that
R.
shit.
R. Kelly, too.
Say that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, all these niggas move around crazy. Niggas getting niggas killed, running around for clout, doing crazy shit. They ain't never do what I did. They can't do what I do. They ain't never in the trenches. Dirk can't pull up the North focus on the couch or two until he dead. Then
Dirk doesn't know.
So what? When he was playing? Hold on. When he was but it's a thing you got to think about it. When he was coming up in my position, because I'm going to be way bigger than Dirk.
Period.
You know that, though.
Period.
For a fact, ain't nobody got a better song than that. That long ass song that got y'all interviewed.
Nah,
that's the biggest song in the world. For real.
And
it's like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody had their time coming up. And the things that I did coming up is going to make me who I am years later on down the line.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? I'm motivating
people
way more than Lil Durk. My fans going to love me and die for me, and they know what I did. Them 20-hour drives, driving to Cali, driving here, coming over
driving.
Here.
No,
they could did all type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
They just respect it. Like, yo, you real-life motivation. Durk is not real-life motivation. He cannot motivate me. Gucci Man motivated me from his consistency and shit like that, but Come on, man. Christopher Columbus can motivate me more because he went on a boat.
Christopher Columbus is a colonizer.
Just still.
It don't matter, man. Listen, ain't traveling somewhere where you don't know. I'm in Norfolk. I go to Miami.
What city is it?
Huh?
What city is it?
Huh? Norfolk?
Norfolk.
I read it as Norfolk.
I mean, it's Britain. It's Norfolk.
It's just it's a little joke when people from out of town fucking come here and they be like Norfolk. They say
Portsmouth.
They say Suffolk.
Yeah, this is crazy. Renault. I said that right.
Rono.
Yeah.
You said that.
Charlottesville.
Okay.
I know all the spots, man.
Oh,
wow. You know a lot of us.
Right.
Like, we don't live here. Why?
I'm like, how the hell you know about these country-ass
places?
So you can call one of your fans right now, and they're like.
Yeah. I'll call them right now. It's down the street somewhere.
That's crazy.
It is crazy, though, but they're like, man, they tapped in. The internet's crazy.
The internet is a damn.
They know I'm in Norfolk though right now.
How? That's not what you said. But he didn't say he was in Norfolk. He said he was somewhere.
I did tell him. I said I'm going to DC. I'm in Norfolk right now, and I waited till I got all the viewers to tell him that.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just in case someone tap in, they want to come get a feature or pull up at the studio if I'm feeling like it. I would.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I show love. You know what I'm saying?
There's not a lot of artists out here who will do that.
Well, I'll take whatever nigga got. Like, even if you said, yo, I had $100 and 2 apes. Like, you rap, bro. I'm trying to motivate you. We're going to do a song video. Be lit. Hopefully, I should do some
mad numbers. That's real shit.
Like, I'm going to try to motivate the best I could, but they going to remember me for that. Yeah. Even if he don't do nothing after that, they going to be like, yo, when Neff came in.
That's how you make your connections, right?
Word. So then it's like, they remember you for the rest of their life. So I got these people until they 60 and 70. So they always going to support me until they die.
Word.
So I got a lifetime to be good. So I just want, like, the people around me, everybody, to make their lifetime be good. Because if I die, it's a business got to keep going on. Because if I die today, like, it's a possible chance my albums could be taken down, my YouTube could be deleted, like, I'm not doing shows no more.
Yeah, like, nobody's running it.
Actually, I have no real manager, but it's like, damn. Me in my mind, I'm expecting, like, why wouldn't a mother, a girlfriend, a sister, or anybody, like, take up? Like, yo, let me help this man. I seen this nigga do this, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But not saying that I need help, but shit. Dropped out in sixth grade. I didn't sign up to run a business. I ain't signed up to be a rapper
either. So it's like you kind of learning as you go.
Yeah, I'm learning as I go. And it's like, damn. Like, and then when I get mad, I just spend money.
We all could
relate.
That's how.
But you know. I'm either spending money or I'm doing what? Running the fuck out of town. Getting in my car, driving, and just going somewhere.
Yeah, that's like what it ends up being. It's like you in a whole other city. It's like, damn, who I got, what I'm going to do. And it's like, let me tap in with the people.
Fuck it, right. Who's here?
And that's how it works.
I mean, well, at least their fans fuck with you to the point where you can do that. Because some people can't even sell 10 tickets at a show. Like, but they're charging $400 fucking or $500.
Oh, boy. Please talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because they paint the image. They don't have a real story to tell.
They don't have a real story to tell.
Their music not touching nobody. They trying to paint an image. Like, they look at certain shit as being whack. I made it cool to do a lot of shit. Like, my fans know, like, you know, like, I mean, cool, like, you don't have to have the latest shit. They know I just started wearing this. Like, I used to wear the same outfit for 3 videos because I just didn't have it.
Yeah.
But they didn't mention that or say it, though. They didn't care. But now that I be able to buy new shit, they be like, yeah, like, it's lit. Like, yeah, my nigga.
They're happy.
Like, yeah, you got deals, you got married, you know what I'm saying? They be happy as a bitch. Really genuinely happy because they know that, you know? So it's just different from another person just buying that. And they be like, y'all don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Well, that's good. I mean, it's good to have genuine support. I mean, no, for real, it is. It is good to have genuine support, and it's good that you got people that can follow you on your journey, and that's genuinely happy that, you know, you made it from one level to the next, and they're going to see you.
But you know, it's crazy that they didn't know if I was going to do anything.
It was just entertaining them.
They took a chance.
They took a chance.
And they're like, yo, what you're doing now is just crazy. And I just want to keep doing more crazy. Like, this podcast, they're going to love it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to appreciate it. They appreciate it, though.
Well, we appreciate you coming to have a little discussion with us. You want to put your social media out there? So, Everyone can follow you. Of course, we're going to post it and everything, but just let people know where they can follow you and everything. Start with Twitter, for sure. Start with Twitter, for sure.
It's RSK Nephew everywhere.
Worldwide. Anybody you want to shout out before we close?
Shout out Hoodrich Blog, shout out my new management, shout out all the labels that's trying to give me some money because I need it. I'm about to do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
I'm hustling, baby. They know it. Come on with that.
And we're going to end on that note. I'm a hustling baby. I just want you to know. Period. All right, y'all, make sure y'all follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Black Hearts Club, no A in Black. And we will talk to y'all in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.